This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. These four things really have nothing to do with music, but they have everything to do with music because they are such an important part of your life. Number one, get enough sleep. You would not believe how important this is to your overall well-being, your effectiveness as a teacher, and really for your life even outside of teaching. I don't know how I became this way, but ever since I was young, I always made sure I got enough sleep. And when I would go to army schools, minus basic training, of course, when I would go to these schools, there would be students who would stay up late studying because they wanted to make sure that they could pass all their classes. And we often slept in these big bays where there were like 12 bunk beds, and you just shared a room, and it was kind of noisy, and the lights were always on. And it was hard to sleep, but I would put in my earplugs and sometimes put the pillow over my head, and I'd go to bed at 9 o'clock. And my fellow classmates, they'd be like, "James, how can you go to bed? We need to study. How are you gonna pass what we're doing?" And I had figured out that if I slept well, then I could pay better attention in class and I would learn more doing that. It's not that I didn't study. I just didn't stay up late studying. And almost every course that I went to in the Army, I ended up being on the commandant's list, which is like the top 20% of students. So it must have been beneficial. Our brain functions better when we get enough sleep. It helps us to not be irritable and grouchy. And if you're irritable and grouchy, that can have really negative effects on your relationships to students, to admin, to your significant other. So you want to make sure you get enough sleep. And caffeine is not a replacement. I love caffeine too. I love coffee. There are several directors I get together with for breakfast several times a year. And if I get there first, I always order coffee for them because it seems like it's very rare for a director to not drink coffee. But caffeine is not a replacement for lack of sleep. You can have the occasional times where you miss out on sleep, but you can't make that a lifestyle and expect to have good health. Personally, I need 7 hours a day. My wife needs about 10 hours a day. And you might say, well, how do you tell how much sleep you need? Well, I'm not a doctor, and nor do I play one on TV. But what I've read is that what you can do is if you spend about a week going to bed at the same time each night and not setting an alarm clock, however many hours you sleep, that's about how much your body usually needs. Number two, listen to some beautiful music every day. This is an idea I got from one of my professors, Dr. South, for my master's degree. And he said, sometimes we forget about why we got into this field. And this was a suggestion of his. Sometimes I like to put on some beautiful music and just lay down and close my eyes and listen to it. The purpose of this is no analysis of the music, no thinking about how great it would be for your group or what your students can or can't do in regards to the piece. No conducting, just letting it flow into your spirit. Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-4444. 5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. Number 3, proper exercise. For me, this works in the morning, but whatever works out for you is great. You're going to have a longer and a more productive life if you properly exercise and if you do take care of your body in this way. This is something that I started in middle school, and I'm not sure how I got to doing this, but I started exercising, and I've always been a walker and a bike rider. I used to go all over neighborhoods when I was growing up, all over the neighborhood on my bicycle. I remember a person that I knew in the Army, he was a heavy smoker, and he also did the 2-mile run, which was something we had to do every year. We had to pass a PT test with the run, push-ups, and sit-ups. And the run, you had a certain time limit based off of your age. But he was our fastest runner, and he was a heavy smoker. So right before the start of the 2 miles, he'd be inhaling a cigarette, just sucking it in deeply. And then he'd drop the cigarette when the go signal happened. And he'd run the 2 miles in about 11 and a half minutes. I think a couple of times he actually broke 11 minutes. And as soon as he got to the finish line, he'd pull out another cigarette and be drawing some deep breaths. And he talked about how great it was. He's like, you know, I'm faster than all of you guys, and I don't even like to exercise, and I'm a heavy smoker. See, smoking doesn't affect you. Well, it does affect you, and lack of exercise affects you, but it might not be noticeable in your 20s. He was about 23. It might not be noticeable in your 30s. You might start just noticing it in your 40s. And by the time you're in your 60s, that's when you see a big difference. And that's when you see some people who lose the quality of life that they should have because they didn't do the things they should have done in their 20s and 30s, and now they're paying the cost of it. But even for them, it's not too late. So if you've let yourself go, it's not too late to try to get back into it. I've heard the best advice I heard on this one time was that you're going to either pay now or you're going to pay later. So for example, in exercise or in eating, which we're about to talk about, if you don't pay the price in your 20s and 30s with proper exercise and proper eating, you might be paying the price for that when you're in your 50s, laying in a hospital bed and recovering from a heart attack. So you're going to pay the price sometime or another. Number 4, eating properly. I'm 53 now, but when I was 40, I weighed 30 pounds more than I do right now. My cholesterol, my triglycerides were through the roof, and my doctor wanted me to get on some medicine. And I thought, I'm too young for medicine. I'm only 40 years old. So I asked him to give me a little bit of time. You know, I was happy with my body shape. My wife wasn't complaining about my body. So I had good body image. It wasn't that I hated my body, but I was starting to feel winded and out of shape when it came time to have to move quickly. And I knew exactly what it was. I was eating at least 2 packages of M&Ms every day, because in the afternoon, you know, you feel like you need a pick-me-up and you feel tired. Well, that was my pick-me-up. And so I asked the doctor to give me a couple of months. I didn't even care about losing weight, but I started watching what I ate and being more careful with what I ate. And I didn't up my exercise much. I had always been an exerciser, but I had started watching what I ate. And instead of having 3 servings of ice cream, I would just have 1. And I lost that weight. It just came off in about 4 months. I lost 30 pounds or more. And I quit eating the 2 packages of M&Ms a day. But I felt so much better. Some other tips that have helped me with the eating is I bought a $30 refrigerator from the pawn shop. I bought that about 8 or 10 years ago, and it's lasted me all this time, and I keep that at work. I know some places don't like you to do that, but that way I can keep healthy things to eat there. So if I forget to bring a meal, or if I just need a snack, I can just go in the refrigerator and grab a yogurt or something that's a little bit healthier for me than junk food. I also plan my meals and snacks. So I have these snacks I carry in my backpack that two or three of them could be considered like a meal replacement, because sometimes I either have forgotten a meal or something has happened where I didn't have a meal with me, and those have come in really handy. But if you plan them in advance, it helps a lot. Also, hydrating helps out quite a bit. So drink plenty of water. Try to avoid the caffeine all throughout the day, but drink plenty of water and stay hydrated, and that actually helps out with your eating. Something I started at the age of 40 also was having a breakfast smoothie. And I try to do this several times a week because I don't like vegetables. I hate vegetables unless they're deep fried. Then they're tasty, but they're not good for you then at that point. So if I could get all of my vegetable requirements in the morning, then I'm good to go and I don't have to think about it or worry about it too much. I like to make this breakfast smoothie, and I'm going to tell you what I put in it. It sounds disgusting, but it doesn't taste bad at all. So I use milk, then I have some frozen blueberries and a banana. Sometimes I freeze the banana and put it in there. A handful of the baby carrots, and then usually something green like kale or broccoli. A spoonful of peanut butter, a heaping spoonful of peanut butter, and a little squirt of honey. And I put that in the blender, and then I can drink that, and I've gotten my four or five servings of fruits and vegetables there in that one smoothie. And it tastes pretty good and is actually pretty filling also. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for this episode to an article I wrote called Say No So You Can Say Yes. Because if you are saying yes to the right things, that's going to help you with the things that you're supposed to do.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.